Hi there. Well, the Australian share market traded through a session that was not unlike what we saw yesterday. The market sold off early in trade, recovered thereafter, but then pretty much flatlined into the afternoon. The difference being today, the market was just able to stumble into positive territory by the close with a gain of 7 points, or about 0.1%. At its lowest ebb, it was down by around 1/3%. At its best, up by a little under 0.25%. But I suppose when you pick apart the themes of the day, then they aren't unfamiliar. So the continuation of the recovery for iron ore stocks is quite noteworthy. And that's all helped by the improving optics in terms of what we're seeing out of China at the moment. Authorities doing more to help lending along. There's also the improving margins where steel mills are concerned. The fact that prices obviously have recovered to be back above $100 per ton does them no harm in terms of the iron ore mining cohort. So standing out today again, as it has for much of the week, has been Fortescue Metals, up by around 2%. BHP and Rio were up in the order of more than 1%. Energy stocks having had a couple of very good days, which saw the index up by the better part of 4%, moderated a little bit today and gave back some ground. So Santos, for example, was down by the most part of 1% today. Technology stocks have been dealt with quite sternly by sellers from time to time over the course of this week, but they have been able to recover in line with what we saw with the NASDAQ overnight. So Afterpay, for example, was up by about 4% today. That stock moves, you know, obviously very close with the fortunes of Square at the moment. WiseTech was up by around 2%. Banks, having had a couple of days of consolidating, were back to their old tricks today. So all of the big four were down, but the CBA was down by more than 1%. There were quite a number of company updates today. So amongst them, Kogan. Now, there are a couple of things to highlight here. They had a second strike where their remuneration report was concerned. And this gives the Shell holding base the opportunity to spill the board, but that was voted down as well, so that made for an eventful situation. But the market was also underwhelmed by their trading update as well, and that was the main thrust behind the 4% fall for the stock price. Adairs saw the opposite fortunes today. Their stock was up by 4%, and they said that they had just purchased a furniture retailer for $80 million called Focus on Furniture, a very imaginative name there, but they've got a 23 store footprint around the country, and the addition of this organization, which they paid $80 million for, is said to make quite a difference to the bottom line in the near to medium term, quite soon. The market liked the sound of that. Elsewhere, Pepper Money did quite nicely in an indifferent trend today. The organization upgraded its earnings guidance that had the shares up by around 4%. Similarly, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare had an encouraging update today with its earnings. The stock finished up by about 4%. The biggest mover today was EML Payments. So this has had a very spotted year in terms of its fortunes with regulators, particularly where Ireland has been concerned. So they've been under the microscope in that jurisdiction. But in the last day, it's been announced that they have mended fences with the Irish Central Bank and they'll be allowed to do business again. And that was the reason that the shares were up as much as, well, they finished with a gain of 31%. So a good gain for them. The other thing that's important to bear in mind is it's the Thanksgiving holiday in the United States tonight. So you're going to see a very a modest trade tonight in terms of movements in markets. But what happened last night, you had a logjam of economic news released, and amongst those figures were the inflation numbers that the US Fed looks at most closely, the PCE deflator. These were benign figures. They gave the market some breathing space. We saw a moderation in long-term bond yields. That was quite relief for the markets, and that will probably act as a little bit of a tailwind in the days ahead. Having dodged that bullet in the near term is quite important in the bigger picture, for the moment at least, until we get to the next crossroads where interest rates are concerned, and that's a while off. But today the Aussie dollar losing a little bit of ground against the greenback, so it's back to 72 US cents.